Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Talbros Automotive Components Limited Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Joint Managing Director of Talbros Automotive Components Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. A very warm welcome to our Q4 and FY23 earnings call. On the call today, I'm joined by Mr. Naveen Juneja, our director on the board and our group CFO, SGA, our IR firm in Mumbai. The results and the presentation are uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. I hope everyone has seen it. I'll begin with the industry and the economy overview. In FY22-23, the automotive industry experienced a significant boost in production and sales, largely due to increased economic activity and mobility. According to industry data, a total of 25.9 million vehicles were produced between April 22 and March 23, compared to 23 million units in the previous year. Sales improved across most automotive segments, including passenger cars, commercial vehicles, tractors, resulting in a 20% increase in the overall automobile sales from 17.6 million in 21-22 to 21.2 million units in 22-23. Domestic sales of passenger vehicles increased by 27%, reaching over 3.9 million passenger cars, highest ever in our country, up from 3.1 million units in FY22. The commercial vehicle segment had the second highest domestic sales, with an increase from 7.2 lakh to 9.6 lakh units, representing a growth of 34%. Three-wheelers also witnessed impressive growth, surging from 2.6 lakh to 4.9 lakh units, an increase of 87%. Two-wheeler sales, which was lagging behind, also increased from 13.6 million to 15.9 million units last year. The growth was particularly strong in the passenger vehicle segment and is expected to keep going on for the next coming years. As you've seen a lot of announcements from the big boys like Maruti and Tata, how they're adding capacity. The demand for commercial vehicles has been boosted by the government initiatives aimed at building infrastructure such as roads, highways and ports. As a company that is very strong in these two segments, Talbros will continue to perform even better and stronger and take more market share in these segments. Now I'll come to the company performance. FY23 has been a strong year at Talbros Automotive. At a group level, including the joint ventures, the company for the first time achieved a revenue of 1,037 crores, a growth of 18% year on year. As we said earlier, our company has received multi-year orders of about 1,000 crores from both domestic as well as overseas OEMs across all our business lines, including gasket, heat shields, forging, chassis, and rubber. Our gasket division has shifted focus towards heat shields while constantly diversifying the segment portfolio and increasing exports. In the gasket division, we are happy to announce that for the first time, our heat shield division crossed about 20 crores in revenues, and we expect this to reach about 90 crores by FY27. Gaskins being the cash cow and the market leader, we continue to get more and more orders from domestic OEMs as well as global OEMs. And we believe that even now, we can get a lot more of exports in our gasket business line. We have also increased our contribution towards PV segment and CV. We're expanding into new geographies like Russia, Japan, for LCV, HCV, and for off-road segment products. In the forging division, we are leveraging our company's capability to convert castings into forgings and increasing our focus on electric vehicles. We've recently added heavyweight parts up to 30 kilos and increasing our focus on exports by entering geographies like UK, North America. We just added a landmark customer in the UK, which we mentioned about, who converted from castings to forgings, who is very big in the construction and the off-highway segment. You'll see in our joint ventures are clearly at inflection points. Each one of them is showing very strong, high double-digit growths going forward. Our Marelli joint venture, we already supplying components to the domestic OEMs and export OEMs. We are supplying components for the chassis, suspension, and now recently making a cradle for Tata Motors, which is directly an EV component where the battery motor will sit. Coming to our JV with Marugo, you have seen that how the company has turned the fortunes, both in top line and bottom line. We were successfully able to produce a part for Maruti for the E20 hoses, which is a product for the biofuel, which the government is blending 20% ethanol into fuel to reduce its imports of crude oil mine. We are one of the few companies in the country to have successfully commissioned this product, and we've been supplying this successfully to the Maruti for the last 4 months now. This will only go up. Nippon Nucleus is a very high EBITDA margin business, and the company has a strong relationship with Honda and Hero Motor Corporations. We're constantly working on increasing our exports from the current level of 25% to 35% over the next 3 to 4 years, with focus coming from all our business lines to grow more and more export-oriented, obviously with fulfilling all the requirements of the domestic OEs first, where we find the demand to be very, very strong. The trend towards electric vehicles is expanding, and we have been strengthening our EV portfolio. We have secured orders from leading OEMs, both domestically and globally, in the EV space as well. We also have secured some orders from the non-automotive segment, and this will help us hedge our revenue going forward. With continuous innovation in products like heat shields, strengthening EV portfolio, orders from non-automotive segments, strong clients, and journey towards sustainability for manufacturing biofuel hoses for the E20 segment, we are very strong, we are very confident of achieving good growth in the near future. As informed the investor community recently, we plan to double our revenues and become a 2,200 crore company by the year FY27. I think with all this, what we shared with you, that being a segment player, being into every segment, being in export, and very strong cost controls internally through our presidents of all the divisions and focus on localizations, I feel that our margins should increase to about 15 to 16% EBITDA by FY27. Before I hand the call to Naveen Juneja, our group CFO, who will take us through numbers, I'm very happy to announce that we are proud to have delivered a strong performance last year and even above that in quarter four. Naveen, over to you.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants. Let me begin with the financial overview. Our total revenue for Q4 of FY23 stood at 177 crores as against 150 crores, a growth of 18% on YOY basis. For FY of 23, our revenue stood at 653 crores as against 585 crores, a growth of 12% on a YOY basis. EBITDA for Q4 of FY 23 stood at 17 crore as against 23 crores, a growth of 18% on YOY basis. And for FY of 23, EBITDA stood at 93 crores as against 83 crores, a growth of 12% on YOY basis. EBITDA margins for Q4 of FY 23 stood at 15.2%, and for FY 23 stood at 14.3%. PAT for Q4 FY 23 stood at 17 crores as against 13 crores, a growth of 34% on YOY basis. And for FY of 23, PAT stood at 56 crores as against 45 crores, a growth of 24% on YOY basis. The Board of Directors had declared a final dividend for 2 rupees per share of face value of 10 each. The total dividend for FY 23 stood at 3 rupees per equity share for FY 23. In the gasket division, including Nippon Nickel Stalwarts, for Q4 of FY 23, our standalone gasket sales were 119 crores as against 102 crores in Q4 of FY 22, a growth of 17%. Total revenue of Nippon Nickel was 8 crores in Q4 of FY23 as compared to 7 crores in Q4 of 22, a growth of 8%. These numbers are our share of business of 40%. For FY23, our standalone gasket was 434 crores as against 382 crores in FY22, a growth of 14%. Total revenue on Nippon Nickel was 35 crores in FY23 as compared to 30 crores in FY22, a growth of 19%. Nippon Nickel numbers are reflect our share of business. Our share of shareholding is 40%. That is 40% only. The segment saw a combined EBITDA of 18.6 crores in Q4 of FY23 versus 16.4 crores in Q4 of FY22, a growth of 13%. For a full financial year of 23, this segment saw a combined EBITDA of 67.5 crores as against 59.5 crores, a growth of 13%. Now coming to our 14 division, the revenue of this division in Q4 of FY23 grew by 23% to 59 crores. Sorry, 59 crores as against 48 crores in Q4 of FY22. In FY23, revenue grew by 7% to 219 crores as against 204 crores in FY22. As you are aware, in the first 9 months, there was a shortage of chips, etc., logistic issues and a lot of demand of JLR, etc. came down. So now everything is falling in line and we are back on track in this division. EBITDA in Q4 FY23 grew by 29% to rupees 10 crores as against 8 crores in Q4 of FY22. In FY23, EBITDA grew by 14% to 34 crores as against 30 crores in FY22. Now coming to Magnetic Valley Chassis System, revenue for Q4 FY23 stood at 27 crores versus 25 crores in Q4 22, registering a growth of 11% on YOY basis. For FY of 23, revenue stood at 105 crores versus 82 crores, a growth of 27% on FY on YOY basis. These numbers again are our 50% share of business. For Q4 of FY23, EBITDA stood at 3 crores as against 2 crore in Q4 FY22, a growth of 26% on YOY basis. For FY of 23, EBITDA stood at 11 crores as against 8 crores in FY22, a growth of 34% on YOY basis. Now coming to our last JV of Telluride Maru Urban Private Limited, revenue stood at 14 crores in Q4 of FY23 versus 9 crores in Q4 of FY22, registering a growth of 68% on YOY basis. For FY23, revenue stood at 42 crores as against 27 crores, a growth of 55% on YOY basis. Again, these numbers are our share of 50% only. For Q4 of FY23, EBITDA stood at 2 crores as against 1 crores in Q4 for FY22, a growth of 148%. For FY23, EBITDA stood at 4 crores as against 1 crores in FY22, a growth of 199% on YOY basis. Looking ahead, we see various opportunities for sustained growth in the automotive industry. The company has made substantial investment in new technologies, expanding its capacities, diversifies its product portfolio, broadened its customer base, and entered additional markets. Telluride is confident that these initiatives will drive long-term growth for the company and position it to take the advantage of future opportunity in the industry. That's all from my side, and I would now like to open the floor to questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and 1 at this time. First question is from the line of Shikha Mehta from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers.
Shikha, your voice is breaking. May I request you to use the handset and come in network area, please?
Is it better? Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I just had a few questions. One was on our last con call, we mentioned the agri segment picking up in Italy, etc. So how is that shaping up for us now? And how is Europe looking overall?
Shikha, how are you? Yes, agri is doing good. We supply to the Dana and Carraro from our foreign division to the agri segment in Italy. It's doing strong, it's doing okay. The car makers like BMW and Jaguar Land Rover are slightly, I would not say sluggish, but muted, but looks okay. We are looking at a good quarter, a good year ahead for our foreign division also going forward.
Yeah.
We are fine. And I think the onset of the new customer, JCB, which has come in, that will obviously add a lot of value and revenue to the company. So we are not at all bothered about that.
Okay, great. And so if I remember, we had a small portion in the wire harness segment in our portfolio. So are we looking to grow that, or what is the strategy regarding that?
Yeah, we are. We are looking to grow that. In fact, as we speak, we have approached another OEM in the U.S. For the wire harness business, and also one potential OEM in the country who is not currently using this technology is visiting us first week of June. So hopefully things will materialize.
Russia order.
And also from Russia, we've already got the order of about 10 crores plus for this component for the local Russian market for engines.
Okay. And overall right now, what would be our exposure to wire harness?
Wire harness is about, we do about 30-40 crores per annum at the moment. but this will go up to about 65-70
in the next 2 years, sir.
Okay. Okay, got it. Sir, if you could also shed some light on our freight and power cost for Q4.
On what?
Freight and power.
Freight and power cost.
Yeah. Freight has, overseas freight has come down. Okay. We enjoyed the benefit of that through the last, in 14 division, basically freight is, overseas freight is higher because of the major exports are coming from there. And it has come down and to the pre-COVID levels. And we enjoyed the benefit of us during the last 4 months. But I think we have to reset the prices of all the customers going forward. I think it will be done within this quarter. And we got the power.
Power?
I think power is already, we are under control in power segment. And in future, we have, in some plants, we have put up, because in NCR, you can't run the, in the summer, you can't run the DG set from the diesel. We have converted our DG set to PNG. So we will be using PNG going forward for the, our DG sets. So it is under control. Power is not a major problem for us.
Okay, great. So that's all from my side for now. I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any participants who would like to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Naisar Parekh from Native Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the question. My question is that, you know, in FY, is on the EV side, right? On in FY27 also, we are expecting maybe 10-12% to only come from EVs. So I just want to get your sense that, you know, how, one, how do you see that evolving? And, you know, from the gasket side, do you see growth continue, keeping the heat shield business aside, do you still see growth over the next 3-4 years in your gasket division?
So coming to a question on EV side, of course, we are expecting from 2% to around 12% on the double top line, around 250 crore business we are expecting by FY27. The growth drivers will be heat shield. We are getting the order for the heat shield to be fitted in the EV. So that order we are already negotiating, number one, from that side. Plus on the battery, we are going to already got the order for some ruggedized gasket on the battery. Number two, on the forging front, we are already supplying for our BMW vehicles, Volvo, which goes to Volvo, for our EV vehicles. The products are going. We expect a good growth from this business going forward. Plus, our joint venture, MMT, already got a very good order for the cradle from Tata Motors. The volume of this business is around 32 crores. Plus, already we have got an order from Maruti for the EV vehicles. So that will also add to the kitty. Plus JLR, we have already bought for the chassis business order for their EV vehicles going forward. So all these, as of today, the picture looks like 250 crores. And I think the more we go forward, the figure should increase. It should not come down. It should increase further. That is the way we are going.
Got it. And if I just look at your gasket business, and I think you spoke about this a couple of calls back also, but, you know, when we look at the gasket business, you know, what kind of products, if today we assume like-to-like, you know, ICE vehicle is, say, replaced by EV, then your gasket and your forgings, you know, what products replace it as is like-to-like and just from a,
forging has got no impact at all, number one, nor the chassis, nor the rubber. In the gasket business line for us, if I even remove heat shield, as your question you asked me, even in gaskets, because we are into commercial vehicles, we're into tractors, we're into agri, we're into off-roaders, into PV, so it will continue to grow. I'm not seeing any degrowth in the gasket business. No, I'm not. There's no like that I'll be suddenly, you know, tomorrow the world, you know, will be replaced by EV. We will continue to grow on gaskets. In fact, the flip side is that there's so much consolidation happening in this segment that a lot of the gasket owners or piston owners or bearing owners globally are owned by funds. And they are not, you know, bullish about it. So it's coming a lot of companies like us in India who are still, you know, not that large, will still be able to capture more business going forward.
So we have grown last year by 30-40% in that division. And going forward, we are our vision is to double this turnover in the next 4 years.
Right, got it. And the last question, you know, this 1,000 crores that you mentioned, which are the orders that, you know, you've received, can you give some guideline in terms of how much is it for FY24 out of that you need to do?
I think you should divide it by, 150 to 200 crores year on year. By the time we come into production and cycle and SOPs and all, that should be the number.
Understood. Got it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any participants would like to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Divya Daga from Vijit Global Service Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My first question is, can you provide the breakup for the new order intake we got in this quarter as well as for the whole year?
But we can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello.
Divya, may we request you to repeat the question, please?
Yeah, sure. I have a question that can you provide us the breakup of an order book for this quarter as well as for the whole year?
Breakup for the order book, yeah.
Yeah, the existing order book that we that the company has.
I think this is the presentation we uploaded on the...
Yeah, it's all there. The details are all in the presentation.
You can see the order book there. On the page number 2.
It's all multiple segments, multiple products, multiple territories.
It's already uploaded on
it's
the...
It's uploaded on the... You can have a look at it from there, please. It's all detailed out there. That how much is electric, how much is commercial vehicle, off-road vehicle, it's all there.
Yes. So is it a complete order book that we have, you have given?
It's a new order. New order. We can't give the existing order and keep on repeating the schedules we keep on getting.
Okay. And my next question is that as I saw the PPT, I have noticed that capacity utilization for FY23 has fallen down a little bit. Is there any specific reason?
We capacity has come down a little bit.
Utilization.
Capacity utilization. Especially for forging.
Yeah, please, it happens in the last, every year in the third half and fourth half, first quarter, we put up the new machines for the new financial year in advance. So maybe okay. That slight impact of that, nothing of that sort, please. Because we need to, if we are growing, we need to put the machines in advance for the next year. That is what happens.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. So the question is about the outlook for on a more near-term basis. So I understand you've given your FY27, targets about reaching or doubling your revenues. So that is like, you know, roughly from this current stage, 20% CAGR will be growing for the next 4 years. But then let's say you mentioned you want to gain more market share, and then you mentioned the industry overall is going to grow at a certain percentage on a CAGR basis. So given all these things, and let's say if the demand just suddenly shoots up way more than expected, are you in a position in the next 1 to 2 years to grow more than this 20%?
Of course, number one, these are the projections given on the basis of the what we can foresee as of today. Okay? And if tomorrow Maruti double its production, of course we will be growing that way. If Tata Motors double its production, as compared if it gets huge demand comes up and if the volume increases, of course we can deliver. This is the basis on which we expect the industry to move out. If it will go if goes better, of course, why not?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're definitely in position. So let's say if there is a lot more demand than this 20%,
yeah,
can easily go 25.
I mean, we're putting up a new plant. We're moving our rubber facilities to Babel now, putting up a larger plant there. We're looking at a potential plant coming up in Gujarat in the near future. We're working on a case study with that. So that's always ongoing. We put up a brand new center in Babel for machine, brand new machine unit. Mm-hmm. And so we're always ready for that. It's not that, I'll say, no, let's divert demand to somebody else. No.
Okay. And the EBITDA margins also will move like, you know, in a stage, like phase-wise manner from
You can see now for the year, we have at 14.2% or 3%, whatever it is. Of course, every year the volume goes up, it will improve. But it can't jump from 1 year from 14 to 15. It can't jump because there are cost escalation also. Everything is there. And so we will go up to 50-60% definitely. There is no way we can't go there.
But at least we can say that in this FY24, it will at least maintain, sustain, and then any improvement if possible. Right. All right, sir. That's it for now. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Devya Daga from Vijit Global Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello,
what's the update on capacity expansion in forging division?
So we are planning to invest approximately 60 crores in forging division in next 4 years, starting this year. So okay. I think this year should be around 18 to 20 crores.
Yeah. Is there any specific capacity that we can that we will add in FY24?
Yeah, we are adding first the machining in a big way. In machining in the tool room and machining center, we are adding 30, 40, 50 machines in that. Plus, we are adding presses in the presses or some other stuff in the forge shop in this year only. That is our plan.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nehal Jain from SK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Can you throw some light on the customer mix for this quarter? And have you added any new customers? And what are our plans on increasing the market share?
Yeah, like ma'am, we mentioned to you that we're constantly adding customers. We've added a customer in North America from the, this marine / gardening equipment company. We've added a customer in the off-highway construction in the UK. We're adding in Japan, we're adding the customer. We're looking at adding Volvo. We've added Russia, Kamal's come in. So there's a lot going on. So it's like a very long list. I mean, I've got over 100 customers, so difficult to pinpoint. But it's an ongoing process. And not only adding customers, it's actually increasing the share of business with the customer. Like, for example, if Tata Motors, I'm doing, let's say, 1,000 rupees a component, now I'm doing with them 400 rupees a component, looking to do 600 rupees a component. So that's how we keep looking at it, not only vertically, but also horizontally.
Mm-hmm. Got it, sir. And also, who are our top customers in the gasket and forgings business? Like how much do our top 5 or top 10 contribute to these businesses?
Only for gasket and forging or for the group?
For the gasket and forging.
Just a minute. Let me take out the list. Yeah. In the gasket, top customers are Bajaj Auto, Tata Cummins, Tata Motors, BE Commercial, Hero Motor Corp, John Deere, Jaguar Land Rover. These are top customers. And in the forging, my top customers are BMW, Dana, Italy, Jaguar Land Rover, GKN Driveline, Carraro, Dana again, India, these are my top customers.
Okay, noted, sir. And so how much are these contributing to the business? Like, for example, how much are the top five contributing to the business?
To the business or to the division?
Sorry?
To the business or the division? No, division.
Division.
Division. I have not taken the percentage, but you can calculate. Yeah. For, we Bajaj Auto, we did a business of 67 crores. And Tata Cummins, we did business of 63 crores. Tata Motors, 26 crores. We, 23. Hero Motor Corp, around 17. John Deere, 15. So, Jaguar, 14. And then forging, we did a business of around 42 crores with BMW, Dana 41, Jaguar Land Rover 26, GTN Driveline Italy is 19, Carraro Italy is 16. That is our number.
Okay, noted, sir. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any participants would like to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Harsha from Top Hill Invest. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, good evening.
I have two questions. First is, how do we see the overall demand scenario panning out? And also, we are focusing on exports and increasing its contribution over the last 5 years. And what is its future growth prospects? Can you elaborate on the theme?
Yeah, I can do that. First of all, must say that the demand is good in this quarter. Okay, it's better than the first quarter of last year, number one. And secondly, export demand is good. And how we are going to, we are adding more customers. I just added, Anuj has explained, we added a customer in forging division in UK. That just the development has started. I think that is a very big business of 150 crores in the next 4 years from that business. Plus, we are adding, talking to a customer in the US also in forging division in a big way. So that demand will be there. BMW is giving us new parts, the production, new generation parts of our e-vehicles. The production will start from next financial year. So in Merrill Lee also, they are looking for new business with JLR. Plus, they are talking to their partners for some buyback. That is also going on. So these are the major, plus gasket and heat shield. Also, we are getting very good traction from the overseas customers. As Anuj told you, from Japan, from US, from and from Russia. So we don't think so any problem in growing our, we foresee that with these order books and with the board traction going on, I think we are able to achieve our target about 30% of our growth, total business being exported from existing 25%. These are broad businesses we are talking about.
Okay, sir. Second question, that since we are also expanding in our non-auto space segment, and we have also been receiving orders for the same, can you tell us about the growth opportunity in this space?
These numbers are not very big. We are small, but
it's a start.
Let's see. I think that business will also, which is at around 10 crores, that business should go further. Because we are talking now Kawasaki Japan for that business. That is not a major, very huge business, but that will be like
GE, for example.
Yeah.
JCB is
if you talk about JCB, etc., it should be our 2000 vision. It should be around 10% of that.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. It was very helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jigar Shah from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Can you please discuss Q4 and FY23 performance across all segments, two-wheeler, passenger vehicle, and other segments?
Sorry, can't hear you.
Can you please discuss Q4 and FY23 performance across all segments, two-wheeler, passenger vehicles, and other segments?
Yeah, I think we can. What do you want, the performance for division-wise or for the company as a whole?
Company. Division-wise.
Just a moment. small division for you. Give me a second, please.
No problem.
In the domestic business, TACL, you want the division by just a minute. Let me dig out the numbers for you. In the gas engineering business, for the financial year, 29% is two-wheeler, three-wheeler, passenger vehicle 2%, SCV is 30%, LCV 17%, agri off-roader 12%, other 10%. Okay. Now coming to my forging business. Forging business. Two and three wheeler 7.3, passenger vehicle 43.6, and agri off-roader 37.2, other 16.3. So this is not the percentage. Now coming to percentage. Sorry, these are the number. Two and three wheeler 7%, 42% passenger vehicle, 36% agri, and 16% others. Now coming to other divisions. Now other division, Nippon Nuclear Stanros, 95.5% is 2 3-wheelers, 2% passenger vehicles, and 2% others. Now coming to my mainly chassis business, passenger vehicle 91.4%, others 8.6. Now large division, Marlboro, if you want 80. My passenger vehicles 64.7, LCV 11.3, others 24%.
Yeah, sir, that was helpful, sir. So my second question is, like, can you please discuss about each JV performance during the quarter, and since JVs are at an inflection point today and they have a major growth prospect, so can you discuss on the same?
Yeah, no,
joint ventures are doing extremely well. If you look at Talbot Marugu, I just recently mentioned to you that they've got the order for the biofuel hoses, which the government in India has initiated. So these are very strong products with higher revenue content from the earlier hoses. So that's going to keep going up as in more vehicles are produced by Maruti Suzuki. In the Marelli joint venture, we're doing a lot of components for Tata Motors and Maruti for, you know, suspension, chassis, and electric EV motor front, drive frames, where again, the car content is going up, you know, to a higher level, like 3,000-4,000 rupees. So that will improve the number of vehicles sold. You'll see a growth out there. There's also a lot of exports in Marelli joint venture, which is happening, especially in all the e-drive frames of Jaguar Land Rover going forward. And Nippon Nuclear joint venture is doing well with a high content of localization of components, and with the two-wheeler segment again picked up. That is the reason that they're going to grow.
No, and we are projecting. We are expecting next 4 years. We are given the projection also. In the next 4 years, we expect by managing when the turnover should go up from last year turnover of 200 approximately 10 crores. Yeah, 10 crores to around. So around 700 crores in the next 4 years, my EBITDA margin in that business, which is around 9%, which is around 10.5% to go up to 14%. Similarly, my Marvo division should also grow exponentially from current year of 85 to around 190 to 200 crores in the next 4 years, with EBITDA margin again moving up from existing 7-8% to 12-13%. These are our projections for that.
Yes, sir. That was helpful, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Prachi Sharma from Ace Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening and congratulations on a great set of numbers. Sir, I just have a few questions. So if you could answer, what was the capacity utilization across all segments?
Capacity is around... Just a moment. Yeah. It is for the year it was around 85% in the forging division, 77% gasket division, 77% around forging division, nipple nickel 65, manitimely 73, my Margo robot anti-vibration 85, hoses 80%.
Okay, sir. And sir, do we have any capacity expansion plans for the next year?
Yes, already we have done the capacity in the core. Let's about not over gasket. I think we are in the process of expanding our capacity to take care of our demand for the third and fourth quarter. Already for six months, we are secured. We are adding more machines and in various segments, various sections, wherever we feel there is a gap. And on the coding side, we are adding more machining because a lot of demand coming, machine components of the JCB is coming. We are adding more machining, and I think that will be completed in the next 6 months, and it will take care of the surge of demand of JCB. And mainly, of course, we are expanding for the cradle business, and for the Jaguar, we are expanding our capacity in Pune, and this year. And Margo, we did the major capacity expansion in the last quarter, which will take care of our next year business, more or less, that is complete.
Okay. And sir, what kind of revenue are we expecting from this expansion?
Of course, we are looking at 15-20% growth this year.
Okay, sir. And sir, just my last question.
All together.
Yeah, got it. So just the last question. What was the growth in EBITDA and PAT on account of better efficiency which we have been targeting?
Sorry, ma'am.
What was the growth in EBITDA and PAT on account of better efficiency?
Ma'am, it's very difficult to calculate.
They all are all together. Like whether it's good product mix, exports, cost controls, localization.
It's very difficult to calculate. Maybe 0.01% there, but it's very difficult to calculate that. All work together.
Okay. No problem, sir. Thank you so much. That's all from my end.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management for their closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the call. We are pretty bullish about our company. We're pretty bullish about being a hedge automobile component manufacturer and supplier to global OEMs and domestic OEMs. And we're looking at a good performance in the coming years. And we thank you for your patronage. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Dalbros Automotive Components Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.